Foxton Readers Level 2, The Snow Queen, by Hans Christian Andersen. Retold by Kelly Townley. Read by James Brown. Copyright Foxton Books, 2022. Chapter 1. Once upon a time, there was a mirror. It was not a normal mirror. It was a magic mirror. And it was not a good mirror. It was a bad mirror. A troll was the maker of that mirror. He liked his mirror. He thought it was the best thing in the world, because when you looked into this mirror, you did not see the truth. Instead, you saw bad things. When you looked at a beautiful flower in the mirror, you saw an ugly flower instead. When a good person looked into the mirror, they only saw a bad person. It made everything seem as bad as it could be. The trolls all thought the mirror was a lot of fun. They all wanted to use it. They fought over the mirror. Someone dropped it, and it broke. It broke into a million tiny pieces. So tiny that you could not see them. These pieces went all over the world. Some of the pieces went into people's eyes, and now those people could only see ugliness. Some pieces went into people's hearts, and now those people could only feel bad things. Around this time, there lived a boy and a girl. The boy was called Kay, and the girl was called Gerda. They lived in a city in Denmark. It was very crowded in the city, so all the houses were very tall and thin. And they were built very close to each other. Kay and Gerda lived opposite each other. They both had the top room in the house, called the attic. When they opened their windows and held out their hands, they could touch each other. They became good friends. They were like brother and sister. Or better than brother and sister, really, because not all brothers and sisters get on well together. But Kay and Gerda did. They were the best of friends. Because the city was so crowded, the houses had no room for gardens. People had window boxes instead. A window box is a small box of soil that hangs outside your window. You can grow plants in it. Both Kay and Gerda's families needed more food, so they grew vegetables in their window boxes. It was Kay and Gerda's job to look after the vegetables in the window boxes outside their window. They were very good at looking after the window boxes. They even joined their window boxes together, so that they had one big window box between them. They would sit out there for hours together. They even grew the most wonderful rose bush that went all the way over their heads and around both the windows. In the summer, the weather was lovely. The children could spend many hours outside together in their window box garden. In the winter, the weather was not as lovely. It was cold and wet. It was not pleasant to sit outside. Today, it was snowing. Great, big, white snowflakes fell onto their garden. Kay and Gerda could only see each other for a short time before it got too cold.
"Oh, I wish it was summer again," said Gerda. "I miss our time together and our roses."
"It will be summer again soon," said Kay. "The seasons always come and go. From summer to autumn to winter to spring to summer again. It will be warm again, someday."
They watched the snowflakes fall from the sky. The soft flakes of snow blew around in the wind.
"Grandma says the snowflakes are like busy bees," said Gerda.
"Do they have a queen?" said Kay. "Like bees have a queen bee."
"Oh, yes," said Gerda. "There is a queen, and she is called the Snow Queen. She is beautiful, but she has a cold heart. She comes to your window and looks inside."
"Is that why the window freezes up?" said Kay.
"Yes," said Gerda.
"But be careful. If she sees you looking at her, she will take you away with her."
The children laughed at their scary story. They said goodnight to each other and closed their windows.
Kay got ready for bed. Before he got into bed, he looked out of the window. He was surprised. There was a face. It was the most beautiful face of a lady. It was the Snow Queen. Kay felt frightened. He hid in his bed. But nothing happened. The next day, the snow melted. The days got longer and warmer. Spring came, and then summer. Gerda and Kay could sit in their garden again, under their roses. They were very happy.
"Roses will always remind me of you," said Gerda.